Well, yesterday's meeting with Minister Timmy Dooley was a very positive, very constructive. It was a fully inclusive meeting from the aquaculture sector, the processing sector and producing sector from inshore to offshore. So it was the first meeting off the tenure of the new minister, as he was just appointed with his powers yesterday, because he's one of the newly created ministries. So the actual meeting was very constructive. He demonstrated a willingness to listen. It was real and meaningful engagement. And not only that, but throughout the meeting, he showed strong political leadership. And I think at this critical juncture within the Irish fishing industry, it's strong political leadership that we require because of the downturn and the challenges that the sector has been facing, particularly for the last 4 years.
The fishing sector has and indeed will continue to face many challenges. The minister was quoted after the meeting as saying that the new programme for government provides the policy framework for a sustainable development of the marine sector. Many will be asking, is that possible, bearing in mind the way that Europe in many instances have hammered the fishing sector in Ireland in recent years?
There's no doubt about it that various European policies in the European Commission are no friend of Ireland when it comes to fishing. That being said, the programme for government clearly lays out a pathway, and of all programmes for government, this really does focus on the fishing and marine sector. And the minister was at pains throughout the meeting to state that he was going to be completely supportive of the programme for government and beyond that, in rebuilding the Irish fishing industry. That's the political language that we have been crying out for the last 10 years. It's very difficult for listeners to comprehend how a natural resource, and us being an island nation, how a natural resource such as fishing has been so neglected for the last 10 to 15 years. But that's the reality. And it has been the reality because we have not had a fully dedicated, with full authority, minister for fisheries or marine in 14 years. Now Timmy Dooley is a minister, he has the power, he has the backing of government through the programme for government, and he has the support of the fishing sector as demonstrated yesterday at the meeting. Now the work begins, and now we need to rebuild back what should be a thriving industry in this country.